This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn-Mark Roshan-Kanison and Noel Lim. It's 7.06 a.m., Monday the 29th of June, and in about 15 minutes, we're going to be speaking with the Malaysian Rubber Gloves Manufacturers Association for an update on how Malaysian glove makers are coping with the increased demand. But before that, we're taking a look at the markets.
Yeah, so on Friday, we're taking a look at the closing markets over there in Asia. The Nikkei and Kospi closed up 1.1%. The Hang Seng closed down 0.9%. Shanghai was up just a little bit, 0.3% there. The STI up 0.6%. But the FBM KLCI closed in the red that day, 0.1% down.
And the US markets, I think the Dow, S&P 500 and NASDAQ were all down by more than 2%. I guess this is on the back of not so favourable news. US weekly initial jobless claims remain quite high, and also COVID-19 case counts continue to mount, right? I think now Texas is very much at the centre of the latest outbreak.
So this morning, for some insight into global markets, we have on the line with us Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global in Canberra. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Kingsley. Now, the S&P 500 also fell on news that the Fed is going to cap dividend payouts and share buybacks on large banks in order to conserve capital. So how does this affect your outlook of U.S. financial institutions?
Well, the U.S. financials, I think, are reasonably valued right now. But there's a paradox here that's typical of central bank interventions with that Fed edict that the banks go easy on dividend payments and share buybacks. You know, rates are low and the Federal Reserve's provided plenty of liquidity, but capital, in all honesty, is tight. The real behavior of business in a recession is to avoid borrowing unless they can actually make a profit. And right now we have weak demand in many areas, and therefore businesses unlikely to borrow to expand at this time. So the bottom line is that the outlook for banks reflects the outlook for the economy, and that's weak now and will be, we think, for some time. So I think as far as the U.S. financials are concerned, there is value there, but I think one would be looking to buy a little bit later in the piece when we've seen this current pullback run its course.
Kingsley, speaking of a pullback there, we saw Facebook stock fall 8% on Friday, and it became a catalyst for a plunge in the FANG stocks as large multinationals stop advertising on the social media giant. Are tech stocks starting to lose their luster, or are funds taking profits after the stellar gains we've seen?
Well, it has been a terrific move off that bottom in March with the NASDAQ making new highs. And this kind of advertising boycott we've seen before with Alphabet a few years ago. At that time, it was short-lived. That was the incident where Google was showing on YouTube ads promoting terrorism, not intentionally, of course. This does look like profit-taking right now. I think what it shows is that tech itself is not immune to a spending slowdown. It's possible that some of the firms that are boycotting Facebook right now would be keen to cut their advertising anyway. So this is a way to do that and actually maybe give their brand a bit of a boost in being seen to punish Facebook. The question is whether it portends a general step down in advertising. We'll probably just have to wait until the next quarter to see that.
What tech stocks would you... What tech stocks would you consider at this point, or you stay on the sidelines?
Certainly, I think you have to be invested in some of the tech sector. As we saw, you know, it's been one of the very robust areas with online demand, both for orders of goods being delivered to homes and also for stay-at-home work practices. So I think in terms of the combination of value and strength, the areas we like right now is companies like Microsoft, which of course is a pretty diverse business with annuity income from business and also their different cloud products. Apple, I think, is pretty strong. Elsewhere in tech, we don't own Amazon, but Amazon is doing particularly well with online orders. I think the areas of weakness right now are the ones you mentioned. It's things like Facebook and perhaps Alphabet, because advertising we would expect will be weak. But in the small caps, we think they're overvalued. We're just avoiding stocks like Zoom, for instance.
And Kingsley, the US job report for June comes out on Thursday. Do you think it's going to surpass May's unexpected gains? And has the recent equity rally maybe translated into more American jobs created?
Look, it's possible. I mean, I think the big issue here is whether this new wave of infections hitting the southern and western states of the United States places like Florida, Arizona, and Texas. But whether that takes some of the heat out of this market rally, certainly it could, because you know, the strength of the growth of the virus there is pretty pretty strong and quite reminiscent of the early days in New York. So, look, I think for the U.S. job report, the situation is still pretty murky right now. And what I would say is that with the 3 months into this virus pandemic, the big question for U.S. firms is whether they move workers who are on furlough, that is to say temporary restriction of work, or into actual layoffs. And last week in Australia, we saw the first big bout of that with Qantas, the airline, running up the flag and saying, well, we're actually going to cut 6,000 jobs. So we just have to wait and see. I think it's possible we just get a stubborn plateau in unemployment now whilst this effects of the pandemic roll through the economy.
I'd like to circle back on your on what you said about banking stocks. Any names that come to mind now that may be a bit undervalued?
Well, look, I think if you take a five-year view, pretty much all of them are undervalued. But you know, in the near term, they could get weaker still. In terms of banking around the world, I think the European banks are still under a big cloud. There's a lot of value there, but it's not one that we're acting on to buy. In the US, I think there is good value in the quality franchises like JP Morgan. And Citigroup, of course, is probably the standout value stock of all in the US. It's just a bit weak right now, so I don't think it's the ideal time to buy, but we'd be looking to buy in the low 30s. In Australia, I think there's quite a lot of value in banking. You know, the Australian situation has been not nearly as bad as elsewhere because we're an island in terms of COVID. But you've also seen a lot of scandals run through the market with, for example, Westpac being in the courts over both the famous Wagyu beef case, which they just won the appeal that ASIC mounted, and also, of course, with their ongoing battle with AUSTRAC over certain AML, anti-money laundering failures. I think there's a lot of value in the Aussie banks. That's a bit of a contrarian view, and we certainly own them. There are key ones that we own as National Australia Bank and Westpac.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Kingsley. And that was Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global, based in Canberra, with his thoughts on banking stocks, as well as earlier talking a little bit about tech, which and he sees the latest kind of dive in the tech sector as profit-taking. But he did also point out that when it comes to the Facebook ad spend situation, that it's probably just kind of these big banks killing two birds with one stone. You know, they were maybe already looking to cut advertising anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you look good, right? If you cut advertising during this time as around a purpose versus saying, oh, we're cost cutting. Two birds with one stone there. But again, he highlighted also the fact that Alphabet did this a few years ago. They had their own troubles with advertisers that time. I think a lot of them were unhappy that ads were popping up to videos that they were not fans of, that weren't family friendly, and things have significantly changed over in the YouTube algorithm and all of that. So let's see how this plays out for Facebook.
Yeah, so I think for tech stocks, it's really, in many words, saying avoid those that are really reliant on advertising revenue. So that's why he advocates names like Microsoft, which has a really nice growing cloud business, and also Apple, right? You know, fundamentally strong business model, and avoid Zoom. I also take to heart, but you know, he's seeing value in European banks as well as Australian banks. But you know, Australian banks are known to pay good dividends.
And taking a look at more international stories this morning, if we take a look over at China, the profits of Chinese industrial enterprises rebounded in May for the first time since November of last year. So this was counted as a signal that the economy is continuing to recover from the coronavirus shutdowns. So data from the National Bureau of Statistics showed that industrial profits rose 6% to about 582 billion yuan last month from a year earlier, compared with a decline of 4.3% in April.
Yeah, in a separate statement, the Bureau said the improvement in May was due to smaller cost increases and higher profit at the refining, power, chemical and steel sectors. So very specifically, these areas involved in the larger industrials. The chief China economist at the UBS Group in Hong Kong wrote in a note before the data released that domestic growth momentum continued to improve in May and likely in June led by stronger property activities, infrastructure investment as well. And I think the expectation here is policies should remain supportive, especially in light of potential headwinds and high degree of uncertainty that not only China is seeing, but I think the rest of us are seeing as well.
Yeah, I think it really comes down to how well the government's going to contain the coronavirus outbreak, right, and whether there'll be a second and third wave.
Absolutely. So a lot's more still up in the air when it comes to what's going to happen next with the COVID-19 pandemic. But right now we have some messages for you. And then up next, we're speaking with Dennis Lau, president of the Malaysian Rubber Gloves Manufacturers Association, for an update on how Malaysian glove makers are coping with the increased demand. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.